Today, on Plaid Skirts and Basic Black, Shannon and I will be talking about Joyful Noise. I just saw the movie for the first time, and I'm not sure how many times Shannon has seen it. But for those of you who haven't, it is a family movie. It is about a gospel choir down on their luck, starring Keke Palmer, Dolly Parton, Queen Latifah, and Jeremy Jordan. So listen as we talk about the highs and lows of this movie, gospel music in the Catholic Church, and even my own turn in a gospel competition. Coming up next, so stay tuned. Welcome to Plaid Skirts and Basic Black. We've changed our name back from last week from being Podcast and Basic Black. I'm Marcia.
And I'm Shannon.
And we're super excited to be with you to talk to you about the movie Joyful Noise. Woo!
Yeah!
Before we do, Shannon's like, yeah, I was real lyrical there. Real melodious, if you will. Yep. So, Shannon, how are you doing? How's the weather in your neck of the woods?
So, it's pretty good here. It's, I like to say, cloudy with a chance of meatballs. I'm still sick. You can probably hear it. It's a little more obvious, I think, this week because I'm very stuffed up, but I'm better. And I've been in bed for 4 days, basically since our last podcast recording, and I was out. I finally got back to work on, I think, Wednesday. So it's good to be back. All the kids are doing good. So, you know, it's cloudy because I'm all congested. But I'm looking forward to a nice weekend with the fam. Very boring. We're going to go to Home Depot, make it a nice little Saturday. No, we're not actually doing that.
Your kids at Home Depot will bring that place to its knees.
No, we don't bring them there.
Home Depot to its knees.
But we start little kids soccer this week too, so that should be really fun. It's always fun to watch little kids. Owen's getting old enough, our oldest, who's 8 years old, getting old enough to like actually play an interesting game. Will, our 4 year old, is starting for the first time, and that's just going to be hilarious, like a big lump of 4 year olds running around a ball. So I will inform you how that goes next week, everybody.
Okay. It's pretty nice over here. It's a little bit windy. Because things are just flying at me from every direction. But that is never, there's never a dull moment where I work because I work in a residential facility. So things are always flying at me. I did meet a new coworker of mine, not in my house, but another house. And he is very, very cute. And
Danger Will Robinson.
No, he's cute.
Coming to Netflix on April 14th.
I don't know. Okay. So he's brown. So he's either like Indian or Pakistani or do you know what I mean? Like he's something, but I don't want to, you never go up to him like, what are you? Cause that's really weird. And so
let me say that is the question I hate the most in the world.
It's an awful question. And so I am thinking the whole time, I was like, oh my gosh, are you my Hindu husband? If listeners remember from 2 weeks ago, I'm going to marry a Hindu man so I can have a wedding for 7 days. But yeah, no. And my friends in a group text that I have with people that work here, one of my friends texted, she goes, oh my gosh, did you see the new family teacher? He's really cute, Marcia. And I was like, you don't think I haven't noticed? I was like, yeah, I struck up many a conversation. So it's really funny. But in addition to that, just I really like it's windy because it looks like a tornado has hit my quarters. Like all in my whole apartment, like there is just there's just stuff everywhere. Once we're done recording, I'm going to actually clean. Like I made my bed this morning, right? So it's like a life raft in the middle of all those choppy seas. So I'm gonna do that. And we'll see how that goes. I have to clean up anyway because I got a new piece of furniture that I need to make room for in this room. So
Make way.
Make way.
Like yes. Moana.
Yes, that's it. All right, so now we know how we're doing because we're such dorks.
Sorry,
you everyone. Guys have to know we have not talked to each other this whole week, so this is our normal conversation you're hearing. There have been no random text messages. I almost texted you about this guy, which is funny, but there have been no random text message or anything all week because Shannon's been all sick. So you're getting part of her conversation. So okay, great. Okay, so. Joyful Noise. Shannon, had you seen this movie before, Zane?
No.
Okay. I didn't know. I was like, Shannon suggested this movie.
I knew it existed. I knew it existed because it was on Netflix. It's been on Netflix for a while. And it has Queen Latifah and Dolly Parton. And so I was like, well, that in and of itself has to be interesting. How are we going to drive this plot? And I was not disappointed. Or I was very disappointed. I don't know. I guess
right?
It depends on how you look at it.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God.
Oh. So what were your thoughts on this movie?
Oh, my God. Okay, so when we started, I was like, oh, yeah, choir singing, right? Like, I was super excited. Then I was like, what? Why is Dolly Parton wearing a dress and they're all wearing robes? Oh, no. She's wearing a robe.
A fitted
choir robe, everyone. That should just tell you. That is like the most Dolly Partonist of Dolly Parton. Because it's like choir robes are not meant to be attractive. Like it's like no one is attractive in a choir robe. It's not okay, like at all. But she's like,
it's a sheet. It's right. That's what it's supposed to be.
Like, but that's it's okay. All fitted. It's a tailored choir robe.
Yep.
Yeah. And so, but then I was like, Kris Kristofferson, yay!
Yeah.
I don't know why. I always like when I see him. But and then we didn't see him for long.
Yep.
So just so you guys know, there are spoilers. So the movie, the premise of Joyful Noise is that the new choir director, who's played by Queen Latifah, she is taking over for Dolly Parton's husband, who was the choir director. And they, every year, enter into a gospel choir singing competition. Right? And that's pretty much it. And it's basically like them working towards winning this gospel choir singing competition.
Yes. And they're in a small town in Georgia, and everybody else is from the big city
Chickasaw?
With their big choir. I kept thinking Chickasaw County.
That's not right.
It's still a mountain, Georgia. Like you watch 30 Rock.
Yeah.
And then I was confused because I thought it was Paducah, Kentucky, but it's not. It's Pawtucket,
Georgia. Yes, it was. I don't even understand. And for being such a small town in Georgia, let me just say it is quite diverse.
Yes, that's the very first thing I wrote down. This feels like a very diverse church for the South. I say that with love. Like,
right?
You know,
I was like, I don't think so. But it makes sense though, because if you got like the white gospel singers and the black gospel singers and like the Korean gospel, like you know what I mean, like the real like evangelical Korean people, like that's totally a thing.
Yep.
So I was like, okay, so maybe this all works, but oh my goodness. So
and their church name is something really crazy, like
Divinity
Tabernacle of Jesus. I mean, that's not really a crazy church name, but...
Tabernacle of Jesus, I can't believe
Divinity
that.
On high, coming down from crazy
Hallelujah.
Church.
Like. No, so, okay, so, and it was great, and I was just watching it, and then, like, you know, he passed away, and it was sad, and, but then, wait, they addressed the robe. Did you catch that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, it was
Queen Latifah
like,
was mad about
ball.
It. Oh, right? And fourth ball, like, why has she got her choir robe fitted? And it was like, okay, good. Because we were all thinking it.
Yeah.
We were all like, this is not correct.
Also, that pastor is the pastor. Like, he's the black pastor in every movie.
Yes, Courtney B. Vance.
Yes.
I was like, Courtney B. Vance.
And I kept thinking, this is the ADA from Law and Order SVU. And I was like, and he was the preacher and a preacher's wife.
Right.
Like, Whitney Houston. That was a much better movie.
Right. There are many movies that are a much better movie.
Yes. Oh.
Okay, so it was crazy because I was like, first, I didn't realize that Jeremy Jordan was in it. And then I saw him and was like, oh my gosh, it's Jeremy Jordan. Jeremy Jordan is from Broadway.
Yes, so, he's in Newsies.
Yes. And so
I got so excited.
He was in the movie version of Last 5 Years.
Okay, with
Anna Kendrick, and he has been in like a bunch of, you know, other Broadway stuff. He most recently now is in Supergirl, and I just binged all of Supergirl, and I'm loving it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah. It's Jeremy Jordan. And my friends from Indiana, my Terre Haute friends, we had a joke about Jeremy Jordan because we were confused, and there are two Jeremy Jordans that are singers. Do you know that?
No, I did not.
So, there's Jeremy Jordan, who we know from this movie and from Broadway. And then there's Jeremy Jordan from the 90s with the song Right Kind of Love. Do you remember?
Yeah.
They're not the same Jeremy
that's
Jordan.
A throwback.
And
okay.
So, it's so funny. So, funny story about the first Jeremy Jordan from the 90s. He used to be a student here where I work now. And he ran away and didn't come back. And now he was a singer in the 90s. And he was on an episode of Beverly Hills 90210. So, but yeah, so it's just really funny. But then this other Jeremy Jordan is the one that I love the most. So,
yes.
I was just pretty excited. That's all. I just thought I'd share that about Jeremy Jordan's 1 and 2. And because I have notes, and like on my notes I wrote, I heart Jeremy Jordan. No. My first note is choir robes are not fitted. No one is
yes.
attractive in them. And then it was Kris Kristofferson. And then it's I heart Jeremy Jordan.
Okay. I have to say, one of my favorite things that I just initially saw, well, I was like, oh man, it's been way too long since I heard good gospel music. And then I'm looking and I tilt my head slightly to the side, you know, where you're like examining something. And you kind of do that, like, what's going on here from my eyebrows face? I did that and I was like, Dolly Parton has no rhythm. She's trying so hard.
She is.
And she just, I mean, the woman is, she's got to be in her 70s.
She's old.
You know, like, she did a great job. I'm not trying to, like, and she can sing. We just want to hear her be Dolly Parton and sing. That's why she's
right.
in this movie.
Yes.
But also, like, I was like, man, you're trying so hard. And all the other white people have it, but you just can't get it. Anyway, okay. Another thing, so as we go through, we see that Queen Latifah and Dolly Parton have this fight going
right.
on, this very, like, contentious relationship,
yes.
which there doesn't seem to be a real reason for beyond, like, you know,
Dolly Parton's a busybody.
Yeah. Like, and then, of course, her grandson, Jeremy Jordan, and stays with them, and he decides that he loves, L-O-V-E, yes, there we go. I can Queen Latifah's daughter, who's like the main singer.
Yes, Olivia.
In the gospel choir. She's very good. And she likes him, but she has to be this good Christian girl. And then can't, you know, they date, but it's secret and nobody knows about it. She also has a brother named Walter, who's... Queen Latifah's son, and he is, they say in the movie he has Asperger's, but we would now say on the autism spectrum,
yes.
which I really appreciated, them just having like a, you know, like, first of all, a character who was even on the spectrum, and second of all, like, a black character who was not, like, super cool, and, like, you know,
yeah.
hip, like, you're just a kid with issues, and that was great, so, But then I feel like that's where, like, they started introducing all these plot lines right around that
all the
same time.
Like, all the plot lines.
Like, there are too many plot lines. What is going on?
All
I
the
have
plot
no
lines.
Idea. And that was a little frustrating. The other thing that I noticed, especially with that Dolly Parton Queen Latifah feud, is, like, they're so, like, openly... I don't know if they're, like, mean. They're
yeah.
kind of mean to each other.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I don't know how life in a small town is in the South, but I have lived in a small town in the rural Midwest. And It's not like nobody is that mean.
No, they're passive aggressive.
Yeah, it's all passive aggressive. So, like, while there may be this, like, feud, no one would ever acknowledge it outright. And you would be like, you know, it'd be like, oh, you know, I will give an excuse. I was supposed to be overseeing a group of people on a committee at one of my jobs. And they met secretly without me, and someone else in town saw it and told me about it, because this is how small towns work, because everybody knows everybody's business. And they were like, oh my gosh, this happened. Like, what are you going to do? Like, they were making all these plans and they didn't even include you. And I was like, oh, and this person was from the East Coast, so they did not understand Midwest passive aggressiveness. And I was like, let me school you in my arts. and I said, oh, I know exactly what you should have done. Next time, just go up to them and be like, hey, guys, how's it going? Oh, you must be getting together for the committee. Oh, where's Shannon? Is she on her way? Is she late? I'll let her know that you guys are meeting and call her. Like, let me call her and make sure she's not late, because I bet she would. She just didn't get in contact with you. And this person, who's from the East Coast, where they're very straightforward, was like, oh, my God, no, I would never do that. Like, I just say something, and I'm like,
but you can't.
This is what you do. Like, that's how things operate in a small town. And you just kind of never say what you're thinking. And then you do or say things so that people maybe know that you're angry, but also can't really call you out for it, because it's not totally aggressive. So I did not like that. Let me just go on that. Yeah. Anyway, so then we move on. They're fighting. The pastor basically says, we don't have enough money to send you, but this thing is giving us hope, so we'll send you guys off to the regional qualifier. Any thoughts up till that point?
Okay. All right. So I have a visceral reaction to oppressive church folks. Like, I don't, the whole time I was like, I don't know if I can watch the rest of this movie, because I just don't like it. But I'm glad that it ended. Are you talking about there at the lunch, right? Is that where we were?
No, this is when they're at the regional thing with the choir from Detroit that always wins. And they go every year to the regional qualifier and they never win.
Right,
and the James Brown man, preacher man. Choir leader.
Yes.
He's like dancing all up, and he's got the professional singers.
Yes, Kirk Franklin.
Yeah. Was that Kirk? That
was Kirk Franklin. Yeah. Okay, no. So it already happened. Like, yeah, that lunch happened where they, and then he played the piano and the, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't even know. But no. I was like, I was trying to remember this because I took notes, and I'm like, oh, you know, you're right. I don't think that. Yes. You. Oh, wait. No, there are more. Yeah. We're at Kirk Franklin. I'm like, I took notes. But before Kirk Franklin.
I was distracted by my children and also very tired when I watched this movie. So I paid no attention to who was who.
I got
the credits at the end.
But no. So everything up to that point, like, it was one of those things where I was so unsure of this movie, but in the opening credits I saw that Kirk Franklin's gonna be in it, and I was like, I'm just gonna wait. I was gonna hold out to Kirk Franklin. And so,
like James Brown.
Right? And so but I just it was a couple of things up until that point that I was like, why are they singing the pop, because they sang the Maybe I'm Amazed pop song.
Yes, and it was all pop songs.
It was all pop.
So many pop songs.
There were all the pop songs, and I was like,
so much vocal embellishment.
It was
very angry.
Reminding me that, okay, so do you guys know, all of you guys, listeners and Shannon, when they had like worship songs or come out, and you're like, I don't know if the song is for Jesus or for my current love interest.
Oh, like, yeah, absolutely.
And that's exactly where it is, where it's like, like, Maybe I'm Amazed is not about God.
Nope.
Or great song. Like, it's a great song. It's a great song. Like, but it's not about Jesus. And so I was like, oh my goodness. And then, cause we got to the fight scene. There was a whole fight scene. Did you miss the fight scene too?
No, this is way before that.
Are you sure?
They lose, they're in the regionals. They lose at the regionals.
Maybe and I'm then, crazy. Yeah, they're the regionals. They lose.
I mean,
the regionals.
It was Kirk Franklin, but you're.
Yes, but everything else I don't know.
But you're skipping there.
Did I, like, write notes ahead? I don't even know. Okay. Oh, I'm going to say something about Kirk Franklin. I was like, while they were all on that stage, I was like, no, this is not Kirk Franklin's. And he wasn't Kirk Franklin in the movie. And I get it.
Yeah.
But, like, when Kirk Franklin's in a movie, it's like the New Nation is with him. Like, he's all the people that sing with him are usually with him. And I was like, Kirk Franklin rolls with big girls. There are no big girls in this.
Yep.
In this. I'm like, this.
Skinny white ladies.
I was like, right? I was like, I don't understand. I need to now behold the lamb. And like, and do you want a revolution?
Woo! Yes. Woo! Let's review that album sometime.
Yes.
Okay,
we must.
Sold.
And
readers,
give me your ears.
You heard it here first.
We will be talking about it. Anyway, so I was like, I don't know. It was just one of those things where I was like, what is happening? But also I wasn't super impressed by it because I was so distracted by the fact this was so not a Kirk Franklin joint.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? You didn't even know. You didn't even know it was Kirk Franklin. It was so much not a Kirk Franklin joint.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, I didn't love it, but no, it was, and then the pastor was like, we'll send you guys. Yes. Oh no. They got on the bus. Right?
Wait, no, keep going. Then they lose.
Right.
They lose to Kirk Franklin.
I am like everywhere. Okay.
And then they get on the bus and everybody's depressed and they have a fight. No, they don't have a fight. Just kidding. They get on the bus. Everybody's depressed. They go home. The hardware store closes. Chris's hardware store.
Yeah.
And then they pretty much think they're done. And the kids are all depressed. But then we find out that Kirk Franklin was hiring professionals to be in a dryer.
And I knew it.
Not okay.
He did not have his big girls.
And so then we get some more romance between the two teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a fight with between Randy, this is the grandson of Dolly Parton.
Yes, Jeremy Jordan.
And this other boy who ends up later on being apparently amazing lead guitarist, which we don't know. They're fighting over the girl, over Queen Latifah's daughter. And then
Keke Palmer, you know, Akilah and the Bee.
Yeah, Akilah and the Bee. Good stuff. Makes me want to spell again.
Right.
And then they find out that they actually did win because Kirk Franklin hired his professional cheerleaders or whatever. Then they have to get ready for nationals in L.A. They can go to that. As long as they sing the old songs, but everybody wants to sing the new songs because they're all teenagers, basically. They want to basically sing pop songs in church, which all teenagers want to do. I will testify from years of being a teenager, years of being a youth minister, and being in church for a long time. All teenagers are like, let's sing this pop song in church because it sounds like it could be for Jesus.
Yes.
All good.
All the time.
And there's nothing wrong with doing contemporary music in church. It just was very much like, oh, that's teenagers. Okay. So Queen Latifah doesn't want to do it. She's mad. Dolly Parton wants to do it and uses her, like, basically all of her money that she donates to, like, sway the people in the church to her point of view, which I hate.
Yep.
I thought that was terrible. And I was like, is anyone in this movie, like, actually a decent human being and a good Christian? Like, there was a lot of non-Christian things going on.
Yeah. With that one girl who killed the man.
Yep. Just
we haven't even talked about that.
They're kind of all depressed. They get this fight, a verbal fight, Queen Latifah and Dolly Parton, and Queen Latifah decides to not be the choir director anymore, because she says Dolly Parton can have it, just like she always wanted. And then she storms off and apparently gets a new job at the Denny's or something like that.
Right.
Okay. We'll talk about that in a minute. But then we have this really kind of poignant scene where Queen Latifah's talking to Walter, her son. And I can't remember the actor's name. I'm sorry, guys.
You probably
realized by now Shannon has no idea who people are or what they're doing. So I just make up who they are.
His name is like Dexter something or other. I don't remember.
Yeah. So he is sitting and explaining how, as an autistic kid, he doesn't like being autistic and wants to just be normal. And that God basically broke him. So why isn't his mom mad at God? And she basically says, you know, God doesn't make mistakes and all that. He made you the way you're supposed to be, which the ultimate message was nice. But in there, she's basically like, well, you can never be angry at God. And I really was angry about that.
It's like, no!
Not only as a person, but also as a former youth minister and a person who's a faith formation leader. Just like when we're talking about growing as a mature person and maturing in your faith, no matter what like tradition you're from, there's a sense that you have to mature with your emotions and come to this point. And there's a lot of technical like jargon I could get into, but I'm not going to, where you have to realize that like your faith isn't going to be perfect. And like, and God, a relationship with God is not about like perfect obedience to God, that it's a relationship. Like, just like you get mad at your husband sometimes or your dad or your mom, like, and you're kind of angry with them for a while and then you let it go and fix the relationship. Like, that's true of that. It's a normal human reaction to something. It's a legitimate emotional response, especially to his situation, where he knows that something's not normal about him, quote unquote normal, and can't fix it. And like to say that we have to suppress that to be a good person or be a good Christian is really frustrating, because that's not true. Like mental health and mental development are just as important as spiritual development, and they're intertwined, and we have to like remember that you know, like sometimes we're just gonna be angry or we're gonna doubt, or like there's that's part of being a person of faith. Is faith is faith. It's something that like we don't have a guarantee. That's why we call it faith, right?
Like, right. yeah, like, exactly.
At some
right
point, we have to make a choice of whether or not we're going to be in relationship with God, whether or not we're going to believe, in spite of what we may be feeling or doing or thinking, right? That there's a conscious assent that we also have to have to all of this. And that it's okay to be a normal human being who gets angry or sad or mad or frustrated or silly or whatever. Anyway, tangent, yeah. Soapbox. Okay.
No. Sorry, go
and
ahead.
And the fight. Talk to us about
that fight was weird. Like by the rock quarry or whatever, bank.
Gigi, Dolly Parton and Queen Latifah fighting at the restaurant.
That was ridiculous. I was like, oh my gosh, you guys are grown women. You are adult women with children. And Gigi, you have grandchildren. Yeah. That is in love with her child. Right? And I love how she was surprised when she got fired. Because I was like, no, you's fired.
She was choking a lady. Like on an iPhone video.
was like, you know, these rolls are hard. Like, I was like, are talking about the food at the establishment where you work. You're like, don't throw those rolls at me. You know, these rolls are hard. And I was like, what is wrong with you?
Oh, my God.
I was like, this should not be allowed. And it's not. That's why she got fired. But it was so weird. And I was like, Gigi, why are you crazy? Yep. Like, why are you crazy, Gigi?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so after that, I think we eventually get Queen Latifah to come back and, like, jazz up the numbers a little bit at church to everyone's excitement. The pastor doesn't like it. He says they can only go to nationals, the national competition, if they sing the old sort of traditional gospel hymns. And then, the pastor also basically says that Randy, Gigi, or Dolly Parton / Gigi's grandson can't go because he's bad news. He's making all sorts of trouble. And I'm like, what pastor is this that would, like, refuse a kid to, like, go to something when he's showing at least some interest in the church for once in his life? Like, don't you want him to, like, be in the door, not out of it? Like, don't kick him out. There's a lot of examples of what not to do in church here, people.
It really is. It's like, don't do this. If you have a church, don't do this.
Yeah. So then Queen Latifah's daughter gets really mad that he can't come, and she, like, threatens to, like, run away while they're on the bus trip out to LA, which was dumb.
Yes.
But then we get the epic Black Mama speech. Marcia,
No, it was really crazy. And I was like, and she goes, you don't like me because I'm pretty, and you don't think you're pretty. I was like, that's real weird. I was like, also, you should thank all the Jesuses that you still have your teeth in your mouth. Like, all the Jesuses. Yeah. Not like Black Jesus, white Jesus, Mexican Jesus. Thank all the Jesuses that you still have your teeth in your mouth. but no, I love what she said. She's like, first of all, I'll work crazy hard. I am tired. I'm not trying to flaunt myself. I was like, oh my gosh, Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
You let her know. Because I was like, oh my gosh, y'all are crazy. But also, teenagers are crazy people. They really are. And people don't believe me. Like, when I say this, like, teenagers are legitimately crazy people. Like, as a youth minister for 5 years, and now I'm raising teenagers, like, they are crazy people.
They have so many hormones.
Right?
Their brains aren't fully developed. And I love them for it. But
no,
have to realize what you're getting into.
It's like, oh my gosh, she's crazy. And they, I mean, they're not always wrong, but they're sure as hell not right.
No.
Oh, man. So, but that was like, I was like, and there it is. She got slapped. I was like, you need to thank the
so
Jesus.
Satisfying.
But then she got slapped. I was like, yeah, girl. You need to get slapped. Like, that's not going to work. She's going to need to knock all the Jesus back into you that you was thinking. Like, no, that was so crazy. That was insane. And then they went on the bus and they got to LA.
Yep.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
And then
then Gigi basically threatens back at home in Peckshaw.
Paducah, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Georgia.
Gigi, Dolly Parton's character, threatens to start her own church and sponsor the choir. Instead of the pastor, like, she got ordained online. And again, don't do church like this, people. That's bad.
Like, this is not okay. It's like, this is equivalent of taking your ball and going home.
I know. And basically, he goes, okay, so they drive, you know, out to the airport and fly on, apparently, her private jet or something out to L.A.
Right?
All three of them. They get there in time. Everybody's so excited to see Randy. But maybe Randy doesn't like Queen Latifah's daughter anymore.
Right? So, that was such a weird scene. I know, because I got a phone call, and because it's not on Skype.
Okay. All right.
But I was like, why are you calling? Why is it call come through? Oh, because I'm on FaceTime. When I was on Skype, it didn't hurt anything. Anyway. Okay, let's finish. Sorry, listeners.
We're going to hopefully end the edit that out.
Yeah, that's totally a thing I can do.
Yep. Okay. So they go off to the competition, and they're supposed to do something like Our Lady of Perpetual Tears Choir. I was like, come on.
Okay. I was like, I'm like, that's a Catholic church.
Yep.
I was like, oh, okay. Because anything Our Lady. And I was like, that also doesn't exist. Yep. There is no Our Lady of Perpetual Tears ever.
Because Mary wasn't always crying, people.
She, right?
She was rejoicing.
Right?
She came back from the dead.
There's an Our Lady of Perpetual Help.
Yep. Joyfulness.
Yes. Perpetual joy. Yes. Our Lady of Perpetual Virginity. But tears, no. That was not a thing.
So then we find out when we get to the big finale that this is a kids choir with like a Michael Jackson lead, you know,
right?
Jackson 5 lead singer. And they're like super cute and they're like,
they start speaking in tongues.
Yes!
I was like, wait, is that part of the choreography and song that you are in tongues and are laying hands on you and then busting out in song? That is awful. Oh my God, you don't understand. There's so many times in my notes that I wrote, this movie is awful. And then I underlined it. And then I was like, this is not okay. And then I was like, no, just no. Okay. So anyway, the children's choir.
Yep. And so everybody's like, how can we go out there and be at the children's choir? Queen Latifah gives what's supposed to be this impassioned, inspiring speech that's basically like, screw kids.
Right? And, screw them children.
We deserve this
more than these kids. Like, we're getting old. Gigi's falling apart.
Choir. Like, we don't know anything about them.
Right?
Other than they're from a Catholic church and or school and they're kids.
Right? And I love it. Anyway. She's like, they know what they signed up for. And Gigi's getting old, so we need to win this so we can keep her money. It was so bad. Oh my God. I was like, oh my gosh, it was not. I was like, that is awful. That did not even need to happen. Like, do you know what I mean?
No. Yeah, I wrote, here's what I wrote, really. The kids' choir, really? Speaking in tongues, too? Damn, writers, that's cold.
They're cold.
So cold. Okay, so then it's our Becca Shaw people.
Oh, no. First, no. We have to go back and talk about why did this movie, why was Dolly Parton the Rizzo to Kiki Palmer, Sandra Dee? Why was she like... No, when she was like, oh, maybe you need to start looking like a woman, and like gave her a makeup brush. I was like, this is still church.
She's like, a church grandma, like a 16-year-old, to basically
like slut it up. Turn it up. Yes, turn it up. Not slut it up, because that's different.
Quick. Yeah, and there was also that scene in the kitchen where she's like wiping his face after the fight with the other guitar kid.
Yeah.
And
oh my God,
got his shirt off, and then she like leaves. Yeah. Like, oh, I'll leave you two alone. I'm like, Christian mom / grandma leaves their teenage grandchild,
right?
Boy, shirtless in a room with his girlfriend.
But then it got heated.
Like, you guys need to feel
up. And then it got heated, and she pulled him off of her. She's like, yeah, that's not gonna happen here in my house. I was like, oh my gosh. I would like to just say that Plaid Skirts and Basic Black is not a slut-shaming podcast.
No.
But she did turn it up. That was the intention. It was not okay. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so.
So anyway, I mean this, so let's to reference our name for a minute here, like in Christian circles, especially like Catholic churches, like the reason we wore plaid skirts is because we had to be uniform and we had to be modest. So they had to be a certain length, usually down to your knee, like, and you could not, like, you don't you're not like, oh, well, maybe if you unbutton an extra button on your button-down shirt, the boys will pay attention to you. An adult does not say that in the church. Like,
yeah, that does not happen.
It doesn't happen, whether you believe it or not. Like, that's what we right? should do. Like, this is not, that's not a standard Christian practice in any way, shape, or form. So it's really weird. So anyway, that happens. We're back on topic. The choir is going out to do their final performance, and they start to do an old arrangement, and Queen Latifah sees, oh God, everybody's bored out of their minds. We're going to lose to these kids. And so then we bust into Sly and the Family Stone. I'm going to let you talk about this one.
I don't even know what to say. When it was happening, I was like, wait, what? Oh my gosh. And they were singing it, and then Jeremy Jordan came out and sang Usher and Lil Jon.
Yeah.
And it was like,
that was super
like,
weird.
Jesus is my homie. I was like, this song, yeah, is literally about getting girls naked and having rough sex with them.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. It's like, well, I'm going to get you naked and we're going to have rough sex. Like, and then, wait, we made it about Jesus. But wait, there's a line in it where, it's Lil Jon, or Ludacris, it's one of the people, and they say in like, there's a line in the song where it's like awful, and it's like, and I'm not even kidding, and I'm gonna rewatch it, or maybe I imagine it. There's a line where he goes, Lil Jon filling cups like double D's, right? And yep. I feel like where that line would have been as they were singing it, the camera did pan to Dolly Parton. I'm just saying. I may have been imagining it.
But you might be importing your own feelings.
I might be importing my own. But seriously, though, I was like, this is an awful, awful thing.
Oh, my God.
Like, and they were singing, yeah, and then they sang, what else did they sing? It was every song.
What? Katy Perry. There was definitely Chris Brown, who is abusive, so that's great. We should be singing an abusive man's song to Jesus. Like, that's really what God wants, everybody. Committed partners abusing each other. No, it is not. Absolutely not. No. That was sarcasm. So they do this whole medley of pop songs, and I was like, this is really weird. Like, at a gospel choir competition, people come to hear gospel music. Like, that's why I come. Uh-huh. And I love me some pop songs. I've sung Lean On Me in church. I think it's fine.
Right.
But, like, if I'm going to the gospel music competition, I don't want, like, medley of pop songs like in Glee. I want gospel music. I want me some Kirk Franklin, real Kirk Franklin.
Not Byron, whatever his character's name was. But no, it was really awful. And it's crazy because choirs that do that get scored low.
Yeah.
Like, it happens. So this probably, we'll talk about it in a minute. I was like, it's a good time to tell people that I was in gospel choir competitions growing up. Did we talk about that earlier?
No, we did not.
Oh, okay.
So we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
So then finally they win. The two kids get back together.
Oh my God, that was so ridiculous.
And they were like making out in front of their parents and the church choir. Like, again, Christian kids, whether you believe that they should be doing this or not, like, we are repressed. We keep it deep down inside. And if we're doing things like that, we're doing it on the fly. Like, nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Because you gotta look like you're living the part, okay? Again, I do not promote that kind of lifestyle of, like, being hypocrites, like, in secret. Don't do that. Like, either jump all in or don't. And we're all on a spectrum of sin. Like, we all are in a place where we may or may not be living up to the teachings of Jesus if we are Christian. But, like, that I'm just being real about, like, how
you can't make out in front of parents
in a church.
That's not a thing.
In front of the pastor. Like,
right?
No, definitely
what is
not.
You can't. Oh my gosh. You know what's trouble? I got in trouble. I got caught when I was a kid. Totally making out with my boyfriend. And like when I thought no one was around. Oh my gosh. I seriously believe all the Jesuses came to my aid to keep my teeth in my mouth.
They were did. Alive.
They all came to my aid. I was like, gracias, Mexican Jesus. No, I'm not even kidding. Seriously, it was quite ridiculous. Oh my gosh. I think we may have lost Shannon because she is paused. So we will be back in just a second. Oh, she's back. Are you back, Shannon?
Hey.
Okay.
I'm back.
Okay. Just kidding. We're not taking a break. I was about to take a break. I had my finger on the pause button. But anyway.
Now we're back.
Now we're back. Look, that was a message from our sponsor. Blinking, you miss it. Also, yep. If you know anyone who wants to sponsor us, holler at us.
We'll put you in right there.
Right there.
So the end of it is the girl who had an issue with men in her bed.
Can we actually talk about this storyline?
Okay, like, go ahead.
We're gonna talk about this. Okay, I can't remember her name. I remember.
We are a clean podcast.
We are a clean podcast. We are. So this woman and this man, like, he was like, his name is Mr. Sue, and he was like mooning over her, like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, every time she sang or whatever, and she's like, oh, thanks. And their hands would touch, and you could tell. I thought, oh, they're going to be so cute. They're going to end up together at the end of this movie.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. But no, they're outside of the church, and they were like looking at Keke Palmer and Jeremy Jordan, and were like, oh, young love. Oh, so great. And he goes, I haven't been with anyone in 3 years. And she's like, it's been 4. And then they just start going at it. And I was like, wait a minute, what just happened?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, no. And so and I just thought it was just going to end with them like just making out, but it cuts to the next scene where she's humming and making breakfast and he's in her bed. And like, I was like, wait, what is this? Like, I don't understand. You know what I mean? I was like, oh my gosh. And then, and I was like, oh, this is going to be bad. Like, I knew right away when they showed him and he wasn't moving. And so she was trying to like feed him bacon and he wasn't moving. And it turns out like he died and during the night after they broke the spell or the drought or whatever you want to call it. Well, whatever, we're all adults. After they had sex, because it happens. Everyone who's listening to our podcast is here because of sex.
Anyway,
so.
What? Oh, you mean in existence.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like,
your face.
I'm pretty sure we talked about Jesus dying on a cross.
No, they're not here for that.
They're here for that.
They're here because of it. And they're in existence because of it. And so he's like dead. And I was like, oh my gosh. She goes, and then she says to the pastor of the church, she goes, she's crying at the funeral. She's like, it's okay. You'll find someone new. She's like, that, or, you know, I'm sure you guys had a special time. And she goes, that's not why I'm crying. I think people aren't, no man's going to want to be with me after they found out. Tappen and die. That's what she said. And I was like,
it was
so weird. And the pastor was like, yeah, you're right about that. I was like, what the heck? Like, I was like, Courtney B. Vance, what is going on?
He's so much better than this in all the other movies.
I was like, no, thank you. What?
Writing matters. Bad writing.
Yes,
writing
exactly. Matters. And it was bad. And so then she's like, no one's ever going to want to be with me. And that happens. And so she ends up meeting another guy. And once she says her name and where she's from, he gets up and moves away.
Runs away.
And then she tells her friend, the really talkative one, she's like, she goes, yeah, no one's ever, she goes, you're going to find a man. And she goes, if I ever do, I would do a split right there. Like, right. I would like get, and then I was like, oh, okay, whatever. And so she meets a new guy in the bathroom. Was she crying?
Uh-huh.
Oh, she was doing her vocal warm-ups. And this guy comes in the dressing room and he's like, hey.
He's a stalker and it's super weird.
It's super weird. And he's also Asian. And I was like, okay.
He likes the Asians.
Right? So she goes, so he's talking to her. He's like, no, I know who you are. She's like, oh yeah, I suppose you do. And then he's like, no, I've been hearing you sing and I've been following the choir and all this
creepy.
Other stuff. Right? And so it was so crazy. And I was just like, what is happening? And then so, and he's talking to her and he's being super sweet. And they just met. They talked for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then she goes and does the splits. Like, yep. Indicative of, like, I found a good man. And it's like, yeah. I was like, you talked to him for 5 minutes. Like, yeah. What is wrong with you? Like, this
anyone can be charming for 5 minutes.
Anyone can be.
That's why I have 4 children. No, I'm sorry, Eric. I love you. No. No.
Oh, my gosh. It's so ridiculous. No, I love it. I love it. No, so that's the information. So, yeah, now you can go ahead and say at the end of the movie.
So, at the end of the movie, we find out that these two people who we're literally just talking about get married. And it's this beautiful thing, and the choir's singing, and everyone's happy for her because, you know, she's not killing anybody anymore. And then at the very end, Queen Latifah's husband, who we found out, like, enlisted in the army, basically, because he had no job, but also, like, kind of breaking up their marriage and leaving her, which was sad and hard, and one of the only interesting plot lines of the whole story.
Yes. And he's played by Jesse L. Martin,
yes.
Who did not sing once.
Yeah.
Like,
also, yeah.
Why right? Like, why do you cast Jesse L. Martin in your movie?
It's okay.
And he
it's
doesn't okay. sing. And it's a movie about singing. It's a movie about singing.
It's true.
I was like, you cast every other singer. You know, there are other Broadway people in that movie, right? The guy who played the hardware store guy, he's total Broadway guy.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
I was like, Caleb. His name was Caleb. That's right. But I'm like, Jesse L. Anyway, finish what you're saying.
Okay. So then, so they get married, but then we see at the end that Queen Latifah's husband comes back from his tour of duty, wherever he was off to, and they're reunited, and the kids are so happy, and it's sort of like supposed to be like a second marriage for them, too, you know, and second wedding, and blah, blah, and that's kind of the end of it, and everybody's happy, and whatever. Happy ending. It's a church movie. There has to be a happy ending. Right. So that's the movie. And, well, it was an interesting one, to say the least. And, like I said, there were so many things that, like, were so frustrating to me.
Oh, my God.
Especially as somebody who works in church. And, like, I don't know the story of behind making this movie or, like, who the writers were or anything. But, like, especially as a person who is a Christian, like, portraying Christians in that way is not good. It's a bad movie, so that makes
it's a bad movie.
Like, why can't we just make a good movie that's interesting and engaging and real and doesn't have to have all the answers and end up perfectly and, like, have everybody be perfect all the time? Also, just, like, very frustrating that, like, everyone was portrayed in this movie, and this happens in pop culture all the time, either as like a sort of like bottled up prude or a hypocrite who doesn't know anything about their own religion, mm-hmm. or in this case we had a bunch of people who were supposed to be like good Christians doing terrible things that Christians shouldn't ever do, and so that was really frustrating. And I was like, God, no wonder people think that church is stupid. Like, if this is what you think church is, of course it is. And I work in a church, and there are some crazy stories. I could tell you some great ones.
So can I.
But these are not the stories that happen. Like, people aren't really like this. Maybe the people, there are people that do try to use their money to influence things, but, like, most people aren't really like this, so it's really weird. So that happened. What are some of your closing thoughts, Marcia?
I don't even know, girl. Like, obviously the person, I don't think, I really feel like maybe black people didn't have a hand in making this movie.
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
Like, I was really like, okay. Which is fine, because it wasn't about a black church, but I feel like there were enough black people in this movie that, you know, because I did not know who that host was. You know how they have the host come out and sing
in
the gospel competition? But she's part of a gospel.
She's
part of a gospel group. Because I was like, I don't know who that is. And should I know? Because at first when she came out, I go, I don't know who that is. Is that Sandy Patty?
Yeah. I don't know. Not Amy Grant. So
is that right? Sandy exactly. And so it was, and I was so confused. And that happened. But they got the gospel competition part, like, really spot on. So, like I said, I was in gospel competitions when I was a kid. And we were in two. We made it to the finals twice growing up.
Nice.
And so the first year we were in third place. The second year we didn't win anything. And I think because that second year there was a little too much moving. Like, I think there was a lot of moving and there was a, you know what I'm talking about? And like, and I was like, I think we were trying to spice it up and it didn't help. Like, and so, which is just really funny because they got to like, spice it up, but I was like, also, you changed. Oh, yeah,
they were like doing a Broadway show up there.
I love who he goes, we don't know what's happening. Give them all you got. And I was like, that's not a thing that happens. That would be a stage manager's nightmare. Do you know what I mean? Like, and then they were like, she came up on like when Queen Latifah sang at the end, and she came out on the stage, and it was like she came up from the ground or something. It was like, how did they even manage that? This is not realistic. But no, but everything else, like the crowds, like how big it is, like it is a stadium, like, you know, or whatever.
Theater, full theater. Yeah.
Yes, it's a full theater. I was like, what's not a stadium? But yeah, it's a full theater. And they really, those parts, they got really, really spot on. Cool. And it was, and that really is the stress of it. Being in the comp, like, it's really stressful and it's not okay. And you hate everyone by the end of it. You hate everyone by the time the day of the competition comes up, but then you love each other so much, win or lose. And so, but no, it was kind of funny. And I told you earlier, Shannon, that I completely forgot that I was in gospel choir competition until I started watching the movie. I was like, oh yeah, I totally did that. And no, it was seriously like more than 20 years ago. And it was such a small part. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, so many things have happened in my life. And even during that time that I was like, oh yeah, that totally happened. No, because we even got to perform at the Gospel Fest in Chicago.
Awesome.
With like other huge gospel names because we were in the top three. That one year, and it was like, yeah, this is great. But then it was like, I completely forgot until I watched this movie, and I go, oh yeah, that's totally how that goes. Oh yeah, that too. Yep. Isn't that really
funny? That's funny.
It's so funny. But yeah, no, Shannon, I did not love this movie.
No, I don't think we did.
I did not. I was like, no, the whole time. So now learning that you hadn't seen it when you suggested it, because the whole time I was like, why would Shannon make me watch this movie? I go, I need to be careful about what I say because obviously Shannon loves this movie.
Please don't put that evil on me.
Oh my gosh.
I will say, unlike some other movies, like, I would watch this with friends just to like have a good laugh because you can totally do that. It wasn't like horrible and like where you're like, oh my god, I can't wait for this to be over, but like there were enough moments to be able to like just laugh at it. So but yeah, no, could somebody please make a good movie about church? I mean, we had Sister Act.
Like, hey, we did.
Somebody make Sister Act.
And that is a Catholic one. Like, we can.
Yeah. Go nuts.
There was a lot of secondhand embarrassment during this movie. And I'm sure they were fine, but I was embarrassed for them. I was like, why did you make Queen Latifah say that line? Also, what? Why is Kiki Palmer's boobs coming out of her dress a little bit? Also, they don't match. Dolly Parton is wearing red. Everybody's wearing blue except for her and Kiki Palmer. There were so many. Oh my gosh, there's so many
things.
So you guys share your thoughts with us and let us know if maybe you loved Joyful Noise.
Maybe you loved it.
And maybe you were part of the 32% on Rotten Tomatoes that rated it
high. Wow, that high. Okay.
32% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let us know your thoughts. You can tweet at us at PSBB Podcast on Twitter or Plaid Skirts and Basic Blacks.
We are blacks.
We are one of the blacks. We are two of the blacks. But no, Plaid Skirts and Basic Black @gmail.com. So, but this isn't the end of our talk about worship music, is it, Shannon?
No, next week we're doing one of the most exciting things I could think of as a liturgy nerd. Next week on PSBB, we will be talking about the 1988 GIA published Gather Hymnal. So if you grew up in a Catholic church, or you were in any, if you stepped foot in a Catholic church, and probably a Lutheran or Episcopal church in the late 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, it's your hymnal, the original Gather Hymnal. We're going to go through the songs, we're going to review it, and talk a lot about, you know, favorites, like On Eagle's Wings.
Yes.
Here I Am, Lord.
Yes.
Pick your poison. It's going to be late.
It's going to be lit.
Lit. Liturgy. Oh, horrible.
Oh, I love it. Liturgy. It's going to be liturgy. Oh my gosh. That is one more thing that's going to go in our branded product. We already have what I declare single Repsy,
yes,
which is one. And now it's going to be liturgy. Oh, I'm so excited. One day when we have t-shirts, maybe we'll have mugs. Maybe mugs probably go over better than t-shirts. But one day when we have branded products, that's what's going to happen. oh my gosh. So before we let you all go, Shannon, what are you looking forward to this week?
I am looking forward to just getting my head cleared and being able to eat food and taste it again. I really would like to taste my food. That has not been a reality for me. And also, next week we are starting to plan for Owen's first communion. So he's making his, or oldest is making his first communion in May. And so we're going to start getting ready for that. It's that time of year. So, yay, receiving Jesus.
Woo! I am excited this week. I'm going to see a friend of mine, like, by the time this post, my friend is going to be in town. She lives in Manhattan, Kansas, and I call her my sister wife. She is not my sister wife. We do not. I am not married to her husband. It is okay. But it's a joke that we have because they're Mormon. And so we joke about that quite a bit. She's flying into town for a convention / training for the company she works for. And I'm going to get to spend all day Thursday with her. So next Thursday, I know, like, I'm really, really excited. And also tomorrow I'm going to a Cubs game. I am quite excited. Oh yeah, that's right. Shannon and I are on opposite sides. We're a house divided. We are a podcast divided here, folks.
That being said, love baseball. Hopefully it's a lovely day out at the park for
yes,
you.
Thank you. I appreciate
go
it.
Go White Sox.
Go Cubs, go. Anyway, all of you, it's so wonderful. It was wonderful to visit with you guys again this week. Don't forget to follow us on the podcast at PSBB on Twitter and on Instagram, plaid skirts and basic black at gmail.com. You can follow me at the Hot Mess Heroine. On Monday, we're going to get Shannon Twitter that you can follow. I already decided what I think your name should be so people can't see your kids. No, just we want to preserve her kids' privacy a little bit. So we're going to get a Twitter that Shannon can follow. I already decided what it's going to be, but I'll tell you guys next week because I'm just going to make it up myself.
Great.
Do you like that? That's what we're going to do. And we hope that you guys all have a wonderful week. And that's all we got, folks. I was gonna play you guys out, wasn't I? And I forgot. I don't have it queued. Okay, here we go. Maybe not. Yeah, I can't even fill for time because there's an ad. There's an ad. Okay. No, it's still an ad. It won't stop. Okay.
We can't stop.
We can't stop this ad. Oh my gosh. Okay, guys. Have a great week. Bye.